This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app. It's final hour on this Monday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. We've explored the NFL, college football, USA basketball. They lost consolation game to Canada. LeBron is bringing the troops in for Paris in 2024. We got to win that gold medal. Going to ask Steph Curry and Kevin Durant to join him. All right, more phone calls coming up, as we always do every Monday, best and worst of the weekend. Tyler standing by to take your phone calls. We'll have a poll question for the final hour of the program. Seton, if you want to recap what we've covered so far. And also, I want to look at what result yesterday is sustainable, either really good or really bad. What is going to be sustainable? Because we do overreact Monday. We certainly overreact week one of the NFL season. But which one is not an anomaly? That's how this team is going to be. Is Dallas's defense going to be this great? What about the 49ers? Are they going to be this balanced? Are the Eagles going to take a step back a little bit? What about the Bengals offense? What about Cleveland's defense? So there's a lot of questions that you can have, good or bad, and we'll try to sort those out in the final hour on this Monday. Yes, Seton.
Yeah, in hour two, we had who had the best weekend, Coco Gauff, Steve Sarkisian, or Jordan Love. Right now, Coco Gauff at 51%. Pretty massive weekend.
Okay. Yeah.
Hour one, we had who had the worst weekend, of course. This is the recency bias poll, because still at 50%, the Giants had the worst weekend. Although, losing to a rival, I get it. You got waxed.
Yeah, that was embarrassing. Here is the Giants head coach, Brian Daboll, on who's to blame.
Like I said, offense, defense, coaching, special teams, whatever, you name it. When you get 40 to nothing, there's a lot of blame to go around, and I'll take the head of it.
All right. Yeah, I don't know if there are any positives there if you're a Giants fan. Yes, Eden.
This is one of the few times that a coach has taken blame for a loss that I'm like, yeah, I think probably. You probably did mess that up, because they were completely unprepared.
But that's what I don't understand. When a coach goes, you know what, I take the blame, my team wasn't prepared.
In this instance, I'm like, you know what?
You might be right.
Got to admit, coach, I thank you for speaking honestly, because it's clear you did not prepare them.
When did you know your team wasn't prepared? Coach, when did you know you weren't prepared? Yes, Marvin.
Football, I will not take that as an excuse. Basketball and baseball, I will take that as an excuse, because you play every day. You've had 7 days, more than 7 days. You've had
months.
You've had months to get ready. You knew you were playing the Cowboys in May.
It didn't sneak up on you.
Right.
Are you like driving to work and you're getting off the off ramp 5 hours for a kickoff going, we are not ready for this bad boy. We are going to get shellacked.
Yeah, I didn't prepare them.
Michael Parsons plays for them?
Wait.
Who knew?
Yeah.
That defense was everywhere, though.
Yeah, it was.
They are strong. It was a combination.
Thank you, Marv.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah.
It's a combination, Dan.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Bad offense, great defense.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Marv. Appreciate that. There is a fly in here.
Oh. Well, didn't you bring something in there? Did you bring something in?
No.
Do you want to bring some food and they'll go to it? Like decoy food?
No. It's staying over here. It's flying around. Need to get my dog in here. My dog is brilliant at catching flies. She'll just be like, Dum! I go, oh, damn. Be careful.
I like to catch it, spit it out, sniff it for a little bit, and then lick it up.
Sure.
Eat it.
Yeah. Well, all right. Guess which coach said the following, that the coaching staff was sick to their stomachs after the loss. Now, not like literally sick to their stomachs, but which coach do you think said that after his team's performance? And should they really have been sick to their stomachs after this? Marvin, play the answer.
Like I said, this is the first game. This hurts. You know, this is a division opponent. All the guys in there are you know, sick to their stomachs, and you know, all the coaches, everybody, and it's not something that you like. But we also know it's the first game, and we got to get better.
Okay. Yes, Paul.
I was going to guess beforehand. That's not a Mike Tomlin line. He does not overreact like that.
That was going to be my guess, too, was Mike Tomlin.
I would say not Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, it's not Mike Tomlin.
That definitely was not Mike Tomlin.
No.
This coach name, last name sounds like an illness.
I got the Eberflus.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sick to my stomach with Eberflus.
I was going to say Zach Taylor.
Matt Eberflus, the Bears head coach. He is. Everybody is sick to their stomachs over that. I don't know what they were expecting in Chicago.
That's the problem. They've been sold a bill of goods. Chicago Bears fans and national media have been selling people a bill of goods all offseason. Different team, different linebackers, new receiver. Justin Fields didn't throw the ball past 10 yards except for twice in the game. Two attempts over 10 yards. It looked exactly like last year.
You know what happened? It was ESPN spent a week on the Bears. They spent a week on the Raiders last year. At that, you know, during the preseason. And it felt like everybody was like, damn, Raiders going to be good this year. And then, man, Bears, they're talking up, you know, all the analysts, everybody talking about, let's take the odds on Justin Fields being the MVP. And I'm like, slow down. They might eventually be good or competitive. They can't be much worse than they were last year when they had the number one overall pick. But you got to have weapons. You got to have people who can – Justin Fields can be wonderful. It's like Patrick Mahomes. You saw him on Thursday night. If you don't have people, stars, playmakers, you can be rendered average. And the Bears right now are below average. Now, will they get better? I hope. But I wasn't surprised. Green Bay's a good team. I don't know if they're a great team, but I think they're a good team. And Jordan Love played well. 3 touchdown passes. And I think that's the thing. It's a balanced team. Yes. Is Aaron Rodgers better than Jordan Love? Yes. But are they still good enough to compete for that division? And I think they are. But that one surprised me a little bit that he was surprised. Joe Burrow, he's not down. He's not out.
Nobody's panicking in here, guys. It's week one doesn't define anybody's season. Obviously, not very good out there, but anybody that watched saw that. But we've been in this spot before. We've come back stronger and had great years. So that's what we're going to do.
Okay. He can say that. He's been to the Super Bowl, although not the kind of performance you want after signing the biggest contract in NFL history. Now you're playing on the road, good defense, weather wasn't good, but pedestrian-like performance. Yes, Eaton.
He just went week one, R-E-L-A-X.
Hmm.
Dang. Good look. Okay. See, this is where the Patriots have changed everything. Once they said, September is like our preseason. That's really where we figure out what kind of team we had, and everything from October is what really counts. Now everybody's like, look, it's first 4 weeks. Don't worry.
Yeah, but they had
just chill.
They had Tom Brady.
Yeah, no, and I'm Joe Burrow. I'm like the new Joe Cool. It's in the commercials, okay? Yeah, don't worry. Yeah,
chill.
Just relax. Right? I'll see you in October.
I love the no problem guy. Got to make the overreacting quarterbacks are the worst. You want to be a guy like, this is no big deal.
Yeah, but you don't have somebody after week one going, oh, my God, are we going to be terrible? Man, my team isn't any good at all.
We got some problems here, guys.
Yeah.
We got some problems.
Be great if quarterback just has his hand through his hair at the press conference. And goes, man, am I the wrong guy for this job?
I don't even understand the playbook. It is way too complicated right now. The game is moving so fast, I'm seeing ghosts.
I'm going to bench myself. Yes. Oh. Are you kidding? I don't want to be out there facing Micah Parsons.
I mean, quarterback controversy? I think there is. I do. I think there is right now. Yes.
The controversy is I'm not any good.
I'd like there to be a quarterback controversy. Yeah. I got to get out of here. Yeah. Give me a clipboard.
Yes, Todd.
Brian Kelly wasn't shy to say, this isn't the team I thought we had. He just went right out there after one game thing. I don't know what we're doing here.
By the way, we think about Alabama. We think about future first-round picks. I don't know what they have this year. Because it used to be, it didn't matter who Alabama's quarterback was. They were that good. And then all of a sudden, Lane Kiffin came in, changed the offense for Nick Saban. Then all of a sudden, you had a roster where you had Mac Jones, you had Tua, and you had Jalen Hurts. Those are all, two first-rounders and a second-round draft pick, and all very, skilled quarterbacks. I don't know if Jalen Milroe is any good. I know he's talented. He's a great athlete. But they've had those quarterbacks before. Now we kind of evolved into a passing offense here. But I'm watching, and what happens with young quarterbacks, even rookie quarterbacks in the NFL, they don't go through their progressions. What happens is you lock in. Now, in college, I could lock in on a receiver, but the defenses aren't good enough to come up with an interception. You can't do that in the NFL. If you stare down, they're going to pick you off. Anthony Richardson, look away. Bryce Young, look away. Just pretend to look away. Do a little side eye. If I know where you're throwing, they know where you're throwing. And you see these quarterbacks who go, they go back to pass, and then it's like, no, he's not there. I'm going to take off. Even Herb Street was saying he's not even waiting to see. There's no pass rush, and he decides that he's going to take off. And I always bring up this example, Steve Young. When Steve Young got to the NFL, even when he was in the USFL, Steve wouldn't go through his progressions. He was such a great athlete that you could get away with that. Well, in the NFL, after a while, you can't get away with it. You got to go through your progression, stay in the pocket, and if that's not there, is that there? And if that's not there, then maybe you take off. Or you get to your third read. And Young, you saw that yesterday in the NFL. C.J. Stroud, Anthony Richardson, Bryce Young, now in year three, if they're still staring down a receiver, they won't be the starting quarterback. You have to have that ability to be able to go through your progressions. But you're watching. You're watching them develop in real time, and that's the challenge. I mean, Ryan Tannehill, 3 picks yesterday. Could have had more. You already know you're on the clock. The one thing you can't do is throw an interception. That's it. All you got to do is play error-free football. That's all we're asking you to do. Don't do anything to hurt the team. You got a good running back, and you play usually pretty good defense. So don't screw it up. Can you get 21 points a game? Maybe 22, 23 points a game. Jimmy Garoppolo did just enough. That's it. That's all. The Raiders will take that. Just do just enough. Just don't try to do too much. Yeah, Paulie.
You're going back to the Bama game. Quinn Ewers was the opposite. He doesn't want to run. He stood back there as long as he could. They blocked just enough for him. He was taking shots all over the place. He was doing checkdowns when he could. You know, some of these guys, they just take off so fast out of the pocket.
Guess which conference has 8 teams ranked in the top 25? If you said the Pac-12, you would be right. You would be right.
Last call.
Yes, it is. Last call, certainly. Al in Atlanta, best and worst of the weekend.
Good morning, Dan.
Hey, bud.
Worst of the weekend, having to put up with the Texas and Cowboy fans at the bar. I swear they must have slept there because both Saturday and Sunday night, they were at the prime viewing table for sports watching, and I swear they're out today getting resized for their rings, national championship, and that Super Bowl. Absolutely insufferable.
All right. All right. Thank you, Al. It's tough being around those fans, man, but they're used to being great. Well, the Cowboy fans, they're not used to being great. Unless they're really old, and then they remember when they were great.
You're getting really old now.
Yes. You know, those, you know, you go, man, Cowboys, they get 13 wins. And I always go, how'd they do in the playoffs? Not very well, but, you know, they'd have 13 wins, or they had 12 wins. Might be the case again this year. Josh in California. Hi, Josh. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. How's it going?
Hi, bud.
Hey, best of the weekend. My son bought his first car. I know you got four kids, so not having to drive him around. He's a great kid, but in California, it's hard to get a car. Yeah. Worst of the weekend is definitely the Vikings pooping the bed. And then I had a question for you. I remember my parents telling me that there's one thing they remember. My dad's was when John Lennon died, and mine was when 9/11 happened. I was in the military, and I was wondering if you just had a memory that you'll never forget where you were when it happened.
Well, aside from those, John F. Kennedy being assassinated, I remember being in school. I couldn't, you know, I was so young, I couldn't comprehend why somebody would kill the president. And I've been reading up. I've read a lot about it. Now, you know, one of the bodyguards finally spoke up. He's probably in his late 80s, and he spoke about, he was there with Kennedy and his wife in the car, alongside the car, and that they found a bullet that was on the seat, and they don't know where that bullet came from. And there still has always been, you know, the grassy knoll, was there another shooter there that Lee Harvey Oswald couldn't have squeezed off? It would have taken him a little over 2 seconds to, you know, fire the next bullet, and if that was the case. But I've been reading about that. I just remember when we got home that day, my parents tried to explain it to me. And I didn't remember anything they said. I do remember when 9/11 happened, and we went and took our kids out of school and brought them home. And we just wanted to try to explain. Like, they couldn't understand. They're like, why would somebody fly planes into the World Trade? You know, they had been to the World Trade Center. And, you know, we're watching this on TV, and then we decided that we didn't want to show them anymore. I just remember the looks on their faces of, how does this happen in America? And that might have been the case for, you know, Pearl Harbor, when, you know, those boats, the aircraft carriers were, the destroyers were bombed. And you're thinking, that doesn't happen in the United States. That's Hawaii. Well, Hawaii, that's different than New York City that it happens. It is on U.S. soil, but I just remember trying to explain to them. And I remember the longest day. That's the longest day, because we couldn't get a hold of my wife's two brothers who were New York City firefighters. And there was no cell service, or if it was, everybody was on their phone. And I remember those are days. I mean, does it feel like it was, you know, what, 22 years ago that this happened? And you know, you talk to firefighters and first responders, and they always say, you know, never forget. And we always say, well, we'll never forget. We forget, you know, the heroism of they ran into the building, you know. Like, you just can't imagine. We run out, they run in. So never forget. You know, same thing I say about those who were in Vietnam and came back. You know, we forgot about them. The true heroes, and certainly those first responders. And, you know, even with Damar Hamlin, first responder saving his life a couple of times. Damar's not going to be playing tonight for Buffalo. But it's national TV, and you're watching that happen, and you're watching somebody die right in front of you. And those first responders, to have composure, to know what they're doing. And I did not realize this until I was told by a first responder, you don't move the ambulance until the patient is secured. Like, because you can't be rattling things around, or if you have an IV in them, you have to make sure that they're stable condition or the best so you can transport them. I thought because the ambulance was on the field for a long period of time that was worse. Because I'm thinking, get to the hospital. They had to make sure he was alive to then go to the hospital. And it's not very far from you know, Cincinnati Stadium. But those people, I have such great admiration of what they do. Because, man, to be calm. You ever been in an emergency room and it's chaos? And you have that doctor and they're like, it's okay. All right. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Meanwhile, we're panicking. But, you know, so you have those moments that stay with you. So 9/11 certainly does when JFK was assassinated. I remember where I was when John Lennon was shot. I was like, how does John Lennon get shot? You know, then we find out the reason, so-called reason behind that. So, all right, off on a tangent. We'll take a break. We'll come back, get to more phone calls. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. DraftKings, how did you do this weekend? Hopefully better than Dylan did. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, giving you a can't-miss offer for week one. New customers getting $200 in bonus bets instantly when you bet just $5. Everyone gets hooked up here. All customers can take advantage of two new offers every single game day this September. Check the app, see what we have, and download it now. Use the code Patrick to sign up. New customers can take home $200 in bonus bets instantly. All you have to do is bet $5. So that's code Patrick, only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Fritzy?
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
some of the best track and field stars return to Eugene, Oregon. It's the Prefontaine Classic next Saturday, 3 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. The storyline that has legs in the NFL, good or bad, that it's not just a one-off here. It's going to be a storyline for that team for the rest of the year, good or bad. Also, the college storyline that has legs as well. A couple of phone calls, and then we'll dive into those topics. Eric in Atlanta. Hi, Eric. Thanks for holding. What do you have for me?
Hey, DP.
Hey, bud.
Got a best and worst of the weekend. Best was driving from Atlanta to Chicago to see Pearl Jam at the United Center.
Nice.
On Thursday. Best show I've seen from them. Then drove down to Indy, picked up the wife at the airport, had a great weekend in Indy, went to St. Elmo's. Worst of the weekend, we are in the merch line, 2 p.m. Show is canceled due to illness. Now we're driving back to Atlanta this morning. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you, Eric.
Ah.
Well, Springsteen had to cancel some. He has an ulcer, and he had to...
Oh, no!
No.
Hope he's fine!
Actual sound.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get a little sick.
I don't think you should be singing about that. Yeah. I can't listen
to... I don't need surgery.
I can't listen to, what is it, Glory Days, without hearing you do your Springsteen impersonation.
All right.
Thank you, Todd.
Not feeling so good.
Trent in Virginia. Hi, Trent. What's on your mind?
Hey, DP. So, as a Bears fan, my worst of the weekend was just, I had to turn that game off. Oh, my goodness. It made me think of the T-shirt you had for the Broncos last year for run incomplete. For the Bears, you can make one this year, run screen pass. That's all they were doing. It was just a nightmare to watch.
Yeah, yeah. That's tough, though, when you settle in and you go, okay, we got hope. Everybody's got hope. And then you go, they're not very good, at least not right now. We might be the same. All right, the NFL storyline that you think has legs. Fritzy, I'll start with you.
I was very impressed with the Browns, and even though it may be a little bit of an aberration, the Bengals obviously usually play a lot better than that, I think Cleveland is going to have a really strong season.
What does that mean?
Means that I can even see them winning the AFC North.
Okay.
That was not an aberration. The way they played against the Bengals, there's going to be many other very strong games on both sides of the ball.
All right. Seton O'Connor, NFL storyline that has legs.
I would say Tua's health is probably the most important thing going in the NFL. If he stays healthy, they're going to absolutely roll. It's almost like on a week-to-week watch.
All right. Yeah, Paul?
Tua was not sacked yesterday and was hit once in the game. That's exactly what they want.
But if he does get hit, he knows how to fall because he knows jiu-jitsu.
It's possible he evaded those hits by...
Well, okay, maybe he did, some Matrix stuff. But, my point is, if you have somebody who is 6'5 and, 275 who's going to sack you, you don't have time to go, I'm going to fall this. They don't let you fall the way you want to fall. They dictate how you fall. Therefore, he knows how to fall. Okay.
Getting a lot of stay in your lanes right now from a certain portion of the martial arts community.
From the jiu-jitsu?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is it judo or jiu-jitsu?
I think it's jiu-jitsu.
Okay.
Yeah. This guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yes, I do.
Stay in your dojo.
Because when you face somebody in jiu-jitsu, chances are they weigh the same as you. When you're playing Tua, going against Myles Garrett, Myles Garrett's going to dictate where and how you fall if he gets to you. It's not like, hey, can you help me land this way? It's not going to happen. Am I getting stay in my lane with the
jiu-jitsu? Not just yet. Okay, but people are reaching for their phones right now. Like, this guy doesn't know nothing.
The jiu-jitsu community.
Yes.
Here. Yeah. Well, I watched Mr. Miyagi. I watched Daniel-san, so I know a little bit about that. That would make me an expert here. I've watched film.
You watched half of the Karate Kid movie.
Yes.
Half 10 years ago. Yeah, no, you're a big half movie.
No,
guy.
The back half. I watched the back half.
That is a good part.
Yeah.
Oh, but then you didn't see the training.
No, I did not.
Oh, so you skipped that.
Wax me on, wax me off. Marvin, storyline.
Sorry, quick thing. We went to the Valley to go visit family and so in California. And so we're going through, my ears popped. And then my cousin's ears popped. He goes, I see why Daniel's son hated the Valley. All right, but anyway.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to also go with the Dolphins, but them winning in shootouts, they're going to have to put up 35 a game to end up with a winning record.
Okay. I think they have some defensive players that are pretty good.
Not a good defense altogether.
Yes. Not yet. It's only week one. Only week. Yes, Paulie.
I'd say the storyline, the Jaguars offense is going to be tough all year. Pretty unstoppable. Travis Etienne is healthy. He's going to catch a ton of passes. Getting Calvin Ridley for basically nothing to the Jaguars.
Yeah.
This guy was legit. You kind of forget what a good receiver he was because of all the off-field issues and the suspension. But they got him basically for nothing. And they had a pretty good offense already.
And how many catches did he have prior to his suspension? Was it 90?
I think his last full season in the league, he had 90 catches.
Yeah. I think this isn't a shocker. The Niners will be the most balanced team in the NFL. And I look at Tua and Brock Purdy, their health, although if Tua can't play, that's a bigger drop than if Brock Purdy can't play, because Sam Darnold, I do believe, can run this offense. You know, if you believe what the talk was leading up to the draft, that Kyle Shanahan did want Mac Jones. I don't know what happened 11th hour, or maybe it was a smokescreen, but Mac Jones feels like a Kyle Shanahan type of quarterback. And then all of a sudden, you know, maybe John Lynch came in and said, man, we'd be crazy to pass up this talent in Trey Lance. So I think the Niners balance there. Do I think the Dallas Cowboys have an elite defense, the best defense? I would be surprised if you don't have other performances like this from them this year. I think that they're that good. Yeah, Mark.
All three levels.
Yeah.
They have studs on all three levels.
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
One thing on Brock Purdy and the Niners, I would like someone to pull him aside and say, maybe don't lower your shoulder in the third quarter when you're up 27-7. Because he's cool. He's awesome. Everyone loves his story. But maybe do a couple slides, a couple run out of bounds.
Did it feel like week one, I'm back, and then you get overly aggressive?
Reestablishing?
Yes.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
But all I know is at the end of the day when you go, oh, quarterback versus defense, who usually wins? The defense usually wins in those situations. Maybe not initially, maybe not first season or second season. The defense will eventually catch up to you. And these guys who try to take on these defenders, you get no style points. Zero. Man, look at Andrew Luck lowering his shoulder. Yeah, look at Andrew Luck on the sidelines. He can't play because he lowered his shoulder. Yes, Marv.
And those defensive players are licking their chops. Oh, he's running.
Yeah.
Oh, he's not sliding.
Because then I don't have to follow the rules of where can I hit you when you're in the pocket or out of the pocket. If you're running over on the other other side of the line, now I get to hit you.
Feels like Sean Taylor when he almost killed the punter in the Pro Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it's going to be like one day.
The games of week two, Kansas City at Jacksonville. Man, I'm not going to say must win, but it certainly feels like just to settle things down a little bit, you get Kelsey. Oh, man. Who has a must win situation?
Week one must win.
Let's go.
No. Let me wait till tomorrow.
No. Everyone else is going to wait till tomorrow.
But the music is playing.
Oh,
too late, dude.
God.
It's must win Monday.
Okay. But I don't know what the Jets are going to do against the Bills, and then they go to Dallas.
Let's call it a must win before the results are in.
Okay.
No one else is doing it.
All right. So the Jets lose at the buzzer tonight, and then they go to Dallas against the vaunted Cowboys defense. Aaron Rodgers, America's quarterback, versus America's team.
Thursday, September 14th, Dan. You have... Oh, sorry, were you still doing that?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I'm just kind of on a roll.
Sorry.
Never mind. I lost my play.
Anyway, watch that one.
Anywho.
Anyway, on to must-win week two games.
Okay. Seattle at Detroit. Yes, Todd.
What if the Giants were to lay an egg in Arizona?
Ooh. Is this must win?
It's beyond the must win. Giants at Cardinals after a 40-0 loss in the home opener.
What about the Cardinals, a must lose?
They're in a must lose situation. Josh Dobbs is getting first down.
He almost screwed it up.
What are you doing? We brought you in to help us lose.
I know. Okay. Give me the must win situation. Paulie?
Chargers at Titans, a game they should win. Chargers cannot go 0-2. Their coach can't go 0-2.
Okay. All right. Todd, you have a must-win situation.
I think the Bengals playing another division opponent at home against Baltimore after that loss, they can't go 0-2 and then 0-2 in the division to start.
I would say that would be a wise choice there. Absolutely. Must-win situation for the Bengals against the Ravens. Seton O'Connor.
Steelers have to beat the Browns.
Is that in Cleveland?
That is in Pittsburgh.
Oh.
That's Browns at Steelers.
And that's the back half of the Monday night doubleheader.
That's the back half of the Monday night doubleheader. If you're Pittsburgh, you must win that game.
And that would be back-to-back home losses.
Dog.
Yes. Yes, Paul.
As long as we're at it, how about week three must win?
No.
Come on, let's get to it.
Marvin, did you have a must-win situation?
Oh, yeah. Bears-Buccaneers. Justin Fields MVP on the line.
MVP.
Okay.
Question mark.
MVP has ever lost their first two games. I don't know. Sorry. Go ahead.
I'm going to say the Jets at Dallas, since the Jets are underdogs tonight, assuming they lose, then they're going to go to Dallas. Then they have Kansas City, I think, after that. That would be a must win situation.
A double must.
Yes. Nobody's doing the must.
Oh, we're so out of the game this
year. Yes, Seton.
Week 3, 1 o'clock, Patriots at Jets. That could be a double must-win game for each of them.
Oh, okay, so that the Jets play the Patriots, then they play Kansas City? Does that sound right?
Showdown Sunday?
I'm up at week 3.
Oh, okay.
Week 3.
All right. I thought the Jets played Kansas City. They have Dallas. They have Buffalo.
Week 4, Chiefs at Jets Sunday Night Football.
Oh, that's the must.
Must.
Yes, must.
Must.
Yes, here. Yes, Marv.
That's my next gig. I'll be there.
You're going to be doing the must game?
The mustard game? Yes, I'll be there. I need to wear something like crazy bright, too.
Yeah. Are you allowed to?
No, I'm not.
Well, I don't want you to get in trouble. It's your side hustle here.
You got some pull at NBC.
Oh, not anymore.
Or Peacock.
Maybe. Okay. All right.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Must.
Week 5 coming up.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break here.
I mean, how many teams did we just knock out of the playoffs already?
That's what we do.
Yeah. We wrote you off in week 1 due to your must-win situation in week 3. And not to mention the must-win situation in week 4. All right, we'll take a break. The college storyline that has legs and more of your phone calls right after this. Simply Safe Home Security. What are you waiting for? I've been telling you about Simply Safe for such a long period of time, over a decade. We trust Simply Safe. Simply Safe always has new things. They're always like, try this. Oh, no, we made that better. Simply Safe, the new Smart Alarm wireless indoor camera. 24/7 live guard protection. It's made possible by the new Smart Alarm wireless indoor camera, available with Fast Protect monitoring plan. I know this sounds like a lot, but it's not. It's easy to understand. The Smart Alarm indoor camera, the only indoor security camera that can trigger the alarm and instantly stop intruders with a built-in siren. Now, 24/7 live guard protection, the new Smart Alarm indoor camera works seamlessly together. You can install it yourself. If you do, it's about 30 minutes, or you can have a Simply Safe expert come in and help you. For a limited time, get 20% off your new system. Sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. SimplySafeDan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the 5th Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the 5th Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the 5th Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you're watching the game tonight, DeMar Hamlin will not be active for the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo favored by 2.5 at the Jets. Write the Monday Night Football headline before Monday night. Paulie, write the headline. What are we going to be reading or saying tomorrow?
Extra sauce.
Ooh.
Gardner takes down Josh Allen.
Okay. How about you, Todd?
I'm going to say not so jolly Rodgers. Okay. Bills take week one.
Okay. Seton O'Connor, what do you?
The exact opposite. Rodgers rolling announces presence.
Oh, okay. Marvin, what about you?
Aaron leads the Jets out of the darkness.
There you go.
I'm going to give you Hard Knocks. Bills surprise the Jets.
Okay.
At the buzzer.
Buzzer?
Yeah. Yeah. Game-winning field goal.
At the buzzer.
I'm going to bet him thousands of dollars on that to happen.
You would say, I'm going to bet a
billion,
thousands
millions of dollars.
With a B.
Yeah. Might have to run that by my wife, though. Man, do you have money on this game or something? Yeah. Our kids' savings.
Holding!
There is a difference of watching a game with a gambler and somebody who's just a fan of the team, because that guy is, you know, all the calls have meaning. Whether it's, if it's your team and it goes against you, it's one thing. But the gambler, especially an over-under guy, if he's got the over and all he wants is points, just keep scoring. You know, you're going to bring that back? Wait, you're not going to go for it? The Titans went for a field goal. So it's 16-12, I think.
Yeah.
And the Saints were favored by, was it 3? And they kick a field goal instead of trying to go for a touchdown with 2.5 minutes to go. And that's one of those where you go, yeah, I don't know. Why wouldn't you go for the win instead of a field goal that's still not going to help you? Let's see. Sean in Tampa. Good morning, Sean. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP. 5'7", 175. Best and worst of the weekend. Best was winning my fantasy football championship last year and picking up the trophy with the name Minimum Kindness on it. And worst of the weekend as a Bucks fan, watching the Bucks win that game, I was hoping for a tank season.
Yeah, of course you were. I would too. I'm watching Arizona going, what's Josh Dobbs doing? You trying to win this game? Yeah, Paulie.
By the way, the Arizona Cardinals uniforms, they're so bad that they're almost like off the charts. They have like the red pants go down to red socks, the onesies they're wearing, it looked like onesies. Terrible.
Pete in Washington. Hi, Pete. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. 240 at 5'11".
All right.
And my best of the weekend was watching my now number 23 Washington State Cougars take down Wisconsin. And then my worst of the weekend was having to enjoy the first half of the Seattle Seahawks from work, and then get to off and watch the second half and see them only have 3 yards of offensive, three offensive yards in the second half.
Yeah.
It was
crazy. Yeah. Thanks for the phone call, Pete. This day in sports history, Paulie.
Hold 1 second. I got a little computer freeze up.
All right. I've got one for you. 1985, Pete Rose, base hit to left center off Eric Schaal of the Padres. He broke Ty Cobb's all-time record, 4,192. I'm watching Anthony Richardson yesterday, and I couldn't help but think of Cam Newton. You know, being around 6'5 and tough to bring down. I see the potential with Anthony Richardson. You can't take all those hits. I don't care how big you are. Somebody's bigger than you, and they're paid to hit you. And trying to limit those the best you can. You know, you want to get out there and you're like, I'm in college. I'm at Florida. I'm going to run around here. And now all of a sudden, you know, you're playing in the NFL and you're like, no, you can't do that. Certain, you know, look what happened to Cam Newton. After a while, they hit you. And if they don't, somebody else is. Cam Newton on this day, 2011, was a rookie. He threw for more than 400 yards in the opener. He threw for 422, two TDs, and one interception. What is he, 33 now?
Yep.
God, isn't that amazing?
One sports history I have, 1946. I didn't know this could happen. The Brooklyn Dodgers and Cincinnati Reds played to a scoreless tie in 19 innings. I did not know they had ties in baseball ever. Got to do a deep dive on that one.
Hmm. On this date in 1915, this pitcher became the first one to reach 300 career wins, the first to do that without leading the league in wins at least one season. Say he had 300 wins. He didn't have the first guy to do this, Eddie Plank. I don't know what it means. It just sounded kind of impressive. Roger Federer beat Andre Agassi to win the U.S. Open. It was Agassi's last appearance in a Grand Slam final. He went from style to substance. He was about style. And then he cut his hair. He seemed to play better when he cut his hair. Yes, Seton.
We just received a video, by the way, just going back to our Stay in Your Lane segment, from someone who gave us a video of Tua from earlier in the preseason. And he had already demonstrated by August 28th three different breakfall techniques that he'd been working on since April.
Mm.
And they show the video of a guy teaching him how to do it or a guy showing the technique and then Tua doing it in a game. He's really doing it. He's okay. Really like going back, and then you could see him shift his body weight so he rolls over his shoulder instead of over his head.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's really interesting.
Okay, so somebody blindsides him. Jiu-jitsu is not going to help him. They're just not.
So I think the idea, though, is it might not work in every situation, but it works in a lot of situations. Like, no, think about Tua when he gets pushed from right in front of him where he could see it's happening and he falls back and slams his head.
Yeah.
And then he gets a concussion. Now he would probably fall back and roll over his shoulder instead of just letting his head slam. And that's the difference.
I don't know.
Might not be 100%, but it's probably 90% better than what he had been doing last year.
Well, anything's better than what he did last year. That's for sure. How about we go around the room what we learned on this program? Todd?
Ross Tucker admits maybe he should have used words like pure or all-around great player when raving about Taysom Hill.
Seton O'Connor.
I need to spend more time thinking about Nikola Jokic and Novak Djokovic. Holy crap. My mind went blank. I'm like, lawyer Djokovic.
Yeah. Novak.
Novak Djokovic.
Yeah.
Djokovic. Nick Novak. Nikola?
Yeah. Marvin?
Albert Breer says the Rams, they're not tanking.
I didn't hear that topic in the offseason. He's like, all these people said the Rams were tanking. I was like, I just kept hearing about the Cardinals tanking. Paulie, what'd you learn?
Tomorrow we're going to break down week 9 of the NFL season.
The must win situation. Todd, what did I learn today?
The Pac-12 has 8 teams currently ranked in the top 25.
I just learned Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. Cash back from trips, restaurants, all doubled. See terms, check it out for yourself, discover.com/match. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets, the all-around support. We'll do it again tomorrow. For Todd, Seton, Marv, Paulie, yours truly. Have a great day, everybody. One more item as we close out this show. Keeper's Heart, truly new and unique style of whiskey that brings together the best of Irish and American whiskeys. And then they have one of the best distillers in the world. I'm told Brian Nation is one of the top 5 distillers in the world. And he rocked the whiskey world when he decided to leave Ireland's most famous whiskey company, came to the United States to make Keeper's Heart. He's made Keeper's Heart into an award-winning whiskey. The world's best Irish whiskey, says so by the Tasting Alliance, with their 10-year single malt. You have the smooth character of Irish whiskey, the bold flavors of American whiskeys, and what you have is something that's never been accomplished, a unique taste experience worthy of the record books. If you're a whiskey fan, you got to try it. You can go to keepersheartwhiskey.com, get $10 off your purchase. Make sure you use the promo code DAN2023.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.